the future. A dark time for all of us. The internet is gone, destroyed by the evil syndicate so it can build vast wealth and power. All we once knew, lost. But there is a new hope. Using time travel, Agents Jim, George, and Joseph have been sent back in time to gather information from the past and help us fight back against the evil syndicate. Now the plot thickens. Agent George mysteriously disappears, and a new agent named Jason emerges. Did the Home Office remove George? Or did the evil syndicate install Jason? This is the continuing mission of the crispy coated robots, and it must succeed.
Hey, it's Jim.
Hey, it's Joseph.
And it's Jason.
And this is Crispy Coated Robots. We're in episode 204, and we're doing the best TV of 2023. But before we get there, how is the crew, Joseph? What do you want to talk about this time? What's your beef?
There's no beef actually, I have been binging for probably 2 weeks now the entire series of 30 Rock. It is so good. It is so you forget, like, per page of writing on that, they are like every 0.2 seconds having another joke. I mean, it's just one after the other. And, you guys know how much I love Arrested Development. And I love the writing of Arrested Development. I am now looking at 30 Rock in the same light as, God, they were so good at writing. Oh, yeah. The jokes, the absurdity, just, you know, the little things of the audience you had to be paying attention to because it would go right over your head. So I love it. It's what? Last season was in 2013. Mm-hmm. So over a decade, and it is great.
Over a decade.
It was great for Alec Baldwin at that time. He could probably use another 30 Rock about now, given what happened on Rust.
Oh, yeah.
But like, his lines are just great. I mean, the one that he says in the Reaganing episode, "Lemon, I will slap those teeth straight." That's so funny.
It is. There's so many. It's like, there's one line that my wife was just like, she's, you know, forced to watch it with me because I'm like watching it 24/7 now. And Kenneth Purcell, you know, he says, you know, there was one guy that was born of a virgin and had crazy ideas. And that virgin was my sister. And she had a kid with learning disabilities. I just started laughing. And my wife was like, no, that is wrong on so many levels. Great stuff.
Jason, what are you into right now?
I've been watching A Disturbance in the Force, the documentary about not just what the Star Wars Holiday Special is, but why?
Yeah.
Why did this happen? And it is so painful and thrilling and amusing. The Donnie and Marie footage.
Yes.
I have to admit, I was into Donnie and Marie at that young age. I had a shirt. We went to the Astrodome to see Donnie and Marie at the rodeo. I had no idea of what they did with Star Wars on an episode.
Donnie himself goes like, "How is George Lucas letting this happen?" You know, but yeah, I mean, the whole thing about they feared it was going to go away because there was no videotape at the time. There was keep it in the light. Okay, so I'm going to go straight off to, you guys are both guitar players and music players and all that stuff too. I'm going straight to a great pedal. This is something I'm sharing. It is the Acoustic Singer V8, where you can actually play gigs with acoustic guitar and a microphone, and that's all you need. And this thing kind of will give you your own harmonies. It's Boss.
They put
a nice little chorus on your guitar. You can loop. You can do your own little beat to it, like a scratching beat, like a little skiffle thing, and play along to yourself. Or you can, like I do, like on Guitar Gently Weeps, do that. Easy loops like that, and Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd. Easy loops where at the end you can solo over. So,
oh wow, wow,
good stuff.
Jim's flying over to New York just to play in the subways.
Yes,
that's
I
what he's going to do.
I'm going to bring my Boss V8 acoustic singer, and for me, very important pitch correction. Hey, you can't play that. That's always good pitch correction, and the makes your it both on your vocals and your background vocals. So
you can't, nice.
You got to be kind of close though. You got to be kind of close to. You can't go crazy. You know, be like, you know, way off key. But all right, so let's move on now to the.
You can't play in the subways of Houston. You can play.
I could play in the where they head down the little kind of I forget the tunnels, alley the tunnels of Houston.
Tunnels downtown.
Top TV. What you got, Joseph, for number five?
Number five is a reality based television that, you know, I'm surprised that's on my list. And it is Jury Duty that came on Amazon Prime.
My number three.
You're number three. This is great.
Yeah, I don't know anything about this. What is this?
This is great. It is a mockumentary, and it's in the same vein as ABC's What Would You Do? Okay. And basically, they have a fake trial with fake jurors, except for one that's not in on it. And so they do this whole trial. Mm. And the best part of it, in all honesty to me, is that the producers did a great job of picking a really nice guy. This could have gone completely wrong. But the guy that they picked as the dupe, if you will, you know, the stooge, if you will, his name is Ronald Gladden. And he's a nice guy, a good guy. So when these other jurors are just like doing absurd things and all that, he's like, this is not the right thing to do. Like, he's trying to hold it together. Wow. I don't know how he did it, because Jim and I have talked about it when we were watching it. When it first came out there, we were watching it and we were just like, oh my God, I would have like lost it. I would have lost it on the insanity of it.
The funny thing too is he's a big Parks and Recreation fan, and once they found out there's one actor in there who plays like a trash man in there that's an actor on the jury, so they're trying to keep him separated. But the funny thing is they got actor James Marsden in there, like he's been called to Jury Duty, and he keeps on talking about I was in Sonic the Hedgehog, and people are like you know, and he even asked the Ronald guy if he liked the movie.
Now, what's exciting about this is that James Marsden is really the front runner right now for a Golden Globe in getting a Golden Globe for this show. So if you haven't watched it, you need to watch it.
Yeah, a funny scene. It's not too much of a spoiler, but he sets up like fake paparazzi to come so he gets out of the trial, and he ends up like having to stay the whole time. So it's it's really good stuff. But Jury Duty makes it in my number three. Joseph's number five. What's your number five, Joseph? I mean, Jason?
Yeah, my number five is actually a series that came out before 2023, but I watched it this year because it was timely. I went back and watched all of Silicon Valley, which is awesome as it is on its own, HBO Silicon Valley. But the reason why it was more important to watch in 2023 was because as OpenAI released ChatGPT 3.5 and 4, you could go back and watch Silicon Valley and watch them develop text bots with Anton. Guilfoyle's Anton, and the emergence of AI and that robot Fiona, and just what came of Pied Piper and what they were building, and how it was so funny to laugh at as you were watching it when you watched it way back. But now it's not as funny anymore. It's funny and terrifying all at the same time.
It's a little scary. It's a little too close to home. But this is from the same creator that gave us Idiocracy.
Yeah.
Somewhat of a prophet, you know, on where things are going and all that. This was a series that I binged before I binged 30 Rock, Jason. Mm-hmm, so, you know, I'm there with you.
Might have a chance to make it this year's TV from a few years ago. But good. Yeah, it is a great show. My number five, it was a tie. And Joseph's not going to like the way I went with this one. So I had, I broke the tie though. It was between What We Do in the Shadows and Joseph's favorite show of mine, I Think You Should Leave. And just because it's innovative, I went with I Think You Should Leave as my number five Tim Robinson sketch show, where each episode is probably like 15 minutes long. My favorite from season three is the dating show where one of the contestants just likes to go on the zip line in the water and just wants to stay on the show so he can do that. And there's also a good one with paying it forward. Great kind of, you see that one kind of show up in my reels all the time when he goes to a drive-thru and orders 55 shakes, 55 fries. So
what's the yelling in the show?
What's the one from Joseph's the first season?
This is too much yelling. He's screaming all the time. You know,
what's the one from the first season where the coffin was falling out?
Which one?
Where there's a coffin in the
oh, yeah, yeah. It was Corn Cop TV where they had like the prank show where the bodies were falling out of the coffins. Yeah. And also the one with the tiny toilet hole where it was for farts only. Yeah, I mean, it's an acquired taste that I know what Joseph, I can understand what Joseph says about the screaming and yelling, but every season has like two or three really great memorable sketches, and I'm kind of rewarding those. So I think you should leave. Tim Robinson's show is number five for me. Number four, Joseph.
Coming in from Apple Plus, which, you know, really let me down. And if you guys have it, we're going to have fisticuffs on this one. If you have the last season of Ted Lasso as best television.
I didn't actually watch it yet.
Just terrible. But they did hit a home run, I felt like, with Silo. I really, really enjoyed this. Now, I will say this. I've read the books before, and I think that has a lot to do with it because they have another series out based on called Foundation, based on the book series. And I did not like that one because it diverted so much from the books that I was like, it's just its own thing. But Silo, it's a slow pace. It's a slow burn. But it really, really good. And so that's my number four.
Number four, Silo. Jason, you're number four.
I was so excited.
Is it from this year?
Yes. It was from last year, 2023. I was so excited when I saw that Black Mirror was coming back on Netflix. Black Mirror never disappoints. It's so inventive. Charlie, is it Brooker or Booker? I think it's Brooker, is the writer and creator of it. The episode, Joan is Awful, which was the first of this season, yes, of season six, where a woman's life becomes everyone else's entertainment and it becomes her torment, is just so amazing. I thought it was so inventive. Andy Murphy is fantastic in it. If you haven't seen a Black Mirror, you need to change that in your life and watch some of them. And this one, Joan is Awful, is great.
I agree.
Black Mirror. My number four is a show that was cut short. You can tell by the ending of the show, but I really enjoyed it. It actually cost HBO too much to do. It is Winning Time season two, the story of the Los Angeles Lakers. And the reason why I say it was cut short, because they kind of have this whole, and they really kind of focus on Larry Bird and the Celtics rivalry, but they actually end the show before the Lakers end up winning it and lose to the Celtics. You can tell because they do this whole thing at the end where they show a bunch of, like, you know, have a bunch of type on the screen, tell what happened the next season. You know, the Lakers eventually did win the season we all wanted to see. But I mean, just great performances here. I mean, it's sad we won't be able to see John C. Reilly as Jerry Buss anymore. I thought he was just
so good.
Even Jeannie Buss, who's alive, the daughter, says that I used to like to watch the show because his portrayal of her dad was so good, which is pretty amazing feat. But I thought it was well done. I know the story. As a kid, I witnessed the story, but to kind of see everything play out. And the guy who plays Magic Johnson looks exactly like him in Kareem. And
I thought it was just
well done. And it's sad to see a show like this kind of have to.
It's sad, but you can't maintain a cocaine budget that high, okay? You just can't do it.
These were just actors, Jason. This wasn't the actual time. But Winning Time season two is my number four. On to number three, Joseph.
I think we're gonna have this one in common, Jim. Coming from FX, The Bear.
Yes, that's my number one.
Okay, this is so good. I'm going to even say it. I think that what makes the second season of The Bear so good is one episode, and you're going to tell me what it is.
The Christmas episode.
The Christmas
episode. The fishes.
If you throw that fork.
Oh, my gosh. This is like the best television. Like when you're watching this and you're so uncomfortable, it's like you start to have flashbacks of every bad family memory you could possibly have in this.
I'm gonna go get my gun and I'm gonna shoot myself and you can make dinner yourselves.
Oh, my mom wasn't extreme as Jamie Lee Curtis, but there was like the everything was cooking on the stove and she was all frazzled, but not
just screaming at people to get out of the kitchen.
Yeah. Well, it's the martyr thing, the mother's martyr thing I'm doing all this and everyone hates me. It's like you're being so overdramatic and so needy, and it's just like,
so. The cousins fighting and everything.
But I mean, there's so many good episodes in this season. The episode where they concentrated on the cousin character, where he had to, like, you know, so clean spoons for like the whole episode and kind of take it through this whole process of getting to where he needed to be. The end episode where he
Eben Moss Bachrock.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the actor's name, and he is so good.
And I think he's shaking his image off finally as the guy that had his face in what's her name's butt in Girls. Because my brother's like, oh, the guy who was
is that a bad thing?
The guy that was in but he's shaking that now. He's you know, got a different persona, thank God, because that was his claim to fame. But so good. I really love the way they used the REM song in this thing too. They brought one back from the album Monster. I forgot what the name of the song is, but it was played throughout the whole season. But
the music in Fishes is fantastic. They had a Lindsey Buckingham song,
and they had a Taylor Swift song, didn't they?
Probably, but
they didn't have a Taylor Swift one episode when he gets with his daughter. I remember.
Oh yeah,
Swift at the end.
They did.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true.
All right, so the bear makes it in. We're on to number three for you, Jason. What do you got?
I'm going to say number three is The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which you find on Amazon Prime, and I'll make an admission. I've not finished it. I've loved The Marvelous Miss Maisel this whole time so much, I cannot finish it. I cannot finish it. I don't want it to end. I don't know how it ends. I don't want it to end. It's so good. The writing is so quick. The actors, I don't know how they memorize their lines and speak them so quickly, but they do. The story of Miriam Midge Maisel and her husband or former husband Joel and the whole family is just, it's such a treat. Don't tell me how it ended. I don't want to know. It's so good.
All I'm going to say is this. I'm totally infatuated with the pink shoelaces video trend. I love the dance that's out there. You know what I'm talking about? The viral dance of pink shoelaces. Maybe you haven't gotten to the episode yet.
Yeah,
it is so good. And I agree with you, Jason. I feel like season three brought it back, because it was losing me a little bit. In the second season I was like, it's okay. The first season was incredible, but yeah, it brought it back. This was a great season.
And I need to kind of watch that again. I watched episode one, and the last scene of episode one was so good that I didn't want to leave that memory. If you know episode one, you know what I'm talking about. So we'll leave it there. My number three was Jury Duty. So we are now back to number two, Joseph.
I was a huge fan of The Good Place. If you can remember that show, you know, a couple years ago. There is a show going on right now on Amazon Prime that I absolutely love. I think it's clever as all get out. It just has not gotten the popularity that I feel like it truly deserves. Maybe because it's on Amazon Prime and people aren't looking at that as a thing. I'm talking about Upload, season three. If you've watched,
I saw the first season, but never gotten the other ones.
It is so clever. It's in its third season. Every season gets better. It's charming. Robbie Amell plays. It's in the future where they can upload basically your conscious to a hard drive. So we're talking about singularity issues here that are not too far off and not too far-fetched. And it talks about sort of the sociology, the politics behind it, of how that actually works. Because when you get uploaded, basically, depending on your wealth, so it's definitely sort of a you know, capitalist kind of thing, where if you can afford it, you can upload yourself to these really fancy resorts. You know, but if you can't, then you are downgraded to like an 8-bit video kind of thing.
And oh, so it has but they're dead, right? I mean,
they're dead. Yeah, yeah they're dead. Yeah, but okay. The thing about it is people in the show, especially in season 3, because it talks about it, are volunteering to kill themselves because they can afford to live in an uploaded version than they can a real version. So there's a lot of like undertone, like, hey, this is sort of where we are with our society. Have you watched this, Jason?
Mm-mm, no.
I said the first season was really good. And
you need to watch it. It is clever as all get out. It's really good. Greg Daniels is the creator
Office,
of it.
Yeah.
The Office and all that. And it is so good. So it's Upload season 3 is my number 2.
All right, Jason, what is your number 2?
My number 2 is from HBO, and I didn't think I'd like it as much, and I wasn't as taken at first. It's The Last of Us, which is a story about a global pandemic. You know, that never happens. And what happens whenever Pedro Pascal and a 14-year-old girl try to find their way where they have to help humanity survive. And it's an adaptation from a video game, if you know, don't know the video game. But it was so engrossing. And it was multi-layered, and I thought it was so well done, and how gutsy of them to take this on, probably during a pandemic. Mm-hmm. And I watched it. Unlike the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, I wanted it to end, and of course, it has a cliffhanger at the end, so it's still going on. The Last of Us, I loved on HBO. It was really good.
Very nice. We are on excellent. Now to number. Oh wait, we're number 2, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Because my number 1 is The Bear. My number 2 is a show I didn't think I would like. But I think, I wasn't sure if you recommended Joseph or somebody else. But it is the show Dave, about rapper Little Dicky, who's convinced he's one of the greatest rappers of all time. And his escapades to kind of like the third season kind of focused on him falling in love and going on tour. So you have this kind of weird first one's in Lubbock, which I'm familiar with.
Right.
And then they have... him trying to find love, and it's kind of weird how the guest stars he got. There's one great episode at the Met Gala where he had Rachel McAdams, and he's trying to.
That's his celebrity crush. How would he meet?
Yeah, how would you explain that, Joseph? He has a suit design that is going to blow up. That's kind of like
it's going to be a globe. He wants to make this political statement. So what he's going to do, you know, and Met Gala, it's like how outrageous can you be with your outfit and stuff like that. So he has this basically inflatable globe size outfit that he's wearing. So it's sort of baggy and all that, but like he's going to pull a cord, and it's going to expand, and it just, you know, of course, you know, it's Little Dicky, so it's just going to go all wrong. It's a show about awkwardness, embarrassment. It's cringeworthy stuff, but you're so sympathetic for him. Yeah, and he's actually very talented.
And a good actor too. And then the season finale has Brad Pitt in it. So I mean, it's
yes,
and it's not just Brad Pitt walking by for a second. It's kind of like a pretty suspenseful season finale with Brad Pitt in the movie, and he gets shot. So Dave is my number 2. So my list is done because Bear's my number 1, but yours isn't done. Joseph, what is your number 1 TV show?
I think, you know, there are certain periods of time when television is just at its pinnacle. And I feel like when you watch it, you're like, this is as good as it's ever going to get. Okay. Like Breaking Bad. Like when you had that experience, you're watching Breaking Bad and you're like, this, you can't get any better than this. You know, Sopranos, you know, seasons 1 and 2, you can't get better than this. I feel like the fourth and final season of Barry was on that level for me, because whenever I was watching, I was like, the writing is so good. I was mesmerized. I would watch an episode and then think about it, and then the next night I'd watch it again. I just felt like it was operating on all cylinders there. A lot of people felt like it got a little bit too artsy because of the time shift stuff and all that, but I loved it. I felt like this is the best way you could possibly finish this series. So I was always impressed. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't want to take anything away from any of that. My only critique with Barry is just the way it's awarded. It's not a comedy.
No.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it is still not. Stuck in that, which I and think is super, unfair.
Last season was super violent. I mean, it's like, you know.
Super
violent.
It was Breaking Bad. It was Breaking Bad.
Yeah, that is true, isn't it? Yeah.
You know, and so that's why it's my number one.
And Bill Hader directed many of them, right? He took it over. Yeah.
Comedy. I mean, pretty much he played it straight the whole show. There's nothing. I bet you can't find like one scene where he's like, you get a laugh from Bill Hader in the whole, whole run. Yeah. Jason, what is your number one?
My number one, going to be controversial with you guys probably, but it's NFL football in 2023. It was fantastic. And if you listen to our previous episode, you know that Jim's looking forward to a 2024 season with the Jets and Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, yeah. And that specifically is what I enjoyed. I enjoyed the Jets being 6-10 and Aaron Rodgers breaking his Achilles in the first game of the 2023 season. And he was out. This Jets suck. That was my number one. I'm kidding. That's not my number one.
Thank God. I was like, Gabriel really, quiet.
The season was pretty good. And then I enjoyed the Hard Knocks with the Jets and the Miami Dolphins this time.
No, my number one was the Bear. It was the Feast of Seven Fishes.
It's okay, I got
you. Fair, absolutely.
Okay. All right. So the Bears.
I had a Jets hat and everything, guys.
Jason, what was your number two? Not that I wasn't listening. I just didn't write it down.
It was The Last of Us. HBO,
okay,
The Last of Us.
Okay, that's sure. All right. All right. So... All right, so we are at the voting phase. We have the Bear, Jury Duty, and
that's it. Wow. Yeah, just two. Wow.
I appreciated Barry. The only thing I did like the twist at the end. It just seemed like it was like super violent. I mean, you're right. It turned into a different show a little bit.
Yeah,
not that I didn't like that, what it turned into. It's just, like you said, the time thing. It took me a while to figure out, is this a dream or this is really happening? So that whole episode to me was just kind of like, what's going on? And it's good they didn't do it on the nose where, you know, time has shifted, you know. It's interesting. I'd love to say Silicon Valley, but it wasn't this year. So I'm going to say Jason probably, but good to mention. Let's see. I didn't
Marvelous see Miss Maisel was a great season finale. I could vote for that. I could. Okay, I know you didn't see it, Jim, but
there, so that'll be in there.
Okay.
Can't finish it, but I hear it's good.
I'm still stuck on episode one, last scene.
and Jim, I will say Dave is great. And
so see the Dave or Last of Us. I don't know if you saw Last of Us 2. So I didn't see that.
I like The Last of Us. I do like The Last of Us. I felt like that was definitely number one. I was surprised. I didn't know it was a video game.
Oh yeah.
You know, until after I watched it. I was like, oh my gosh. Well, you know,
let me just ask you, Super Mario Brothers, you're aware of that, right?
Wait, what? What?
Such a great story. How did they come up with that?
So I could do Dave.
If that's okay with Jason, you know.
I don't know this Dave fella.
I think you'll like it. I think you'll like it. Little Dicky, and then they show his family. David Paymer plays his dad, who's very very good.
You know what? I have no problem with directing people to shows that even I didn't see that we should see. If you missed them in 2023, go sit down.
You've got to catch up, Jason. So that's three seasons, but the two previous two seasons are good too. So
gosh, they're so good.
Miss Maisel, Jury Duty, Dave, The Bear.
The only one that I would say Upload It. You know, season three was really good.
I think it's just called Upload.
I think it's called Upload. Yeah, I think I made it past tense, right. But it's Upload. So I think either Upload season three or the Black Mirror one, because I really did like that episode. With it.
And the whole season was good. The whole season
was good. I'm going to let you guys choose because you gave the one with Dave. So.
I'll do Black Mirror just because I want people to focus on that. Yeah.
The one with the two guys in the space station yes. And they were that was
I thought that was good, and and it was sort of a comeback season because I felt like the season before was a little bit weak, know. I wasn't into it as much. So okay, so what we have is we have Black Mirror, Marvelous Miss Maisel,
that's
Jury Duty,
that's right,
Dave, and a three-way tie for the Bear. Yeah. And I think we all admit that it's the Christmas episode that really brought it home. So
yes, there you go. There it is. Top TV shows of 2023, according to the Crispy Coated Robots. We appreciate it. All you got to do is go to crispycoatedrobots.com for all of our information. Jason, you didn't do any Nicolas Cage this episode. We are upset. So I'm going to give you another chance to bring home the cage or get in the cage when I say, remember, there's always tomorrow.
Or is there? Nice. Nice.
This is going to be every episode. Jason is Nicolas Cage. So just get ready. I think people will be waiting to the end of the episode.
I don't think anyone's going to be waiting for that.